the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, March 2nd, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The ACLU sues over SWAT-style immigration raids. Also on the Friday Nationwide Rundown, a new report says bottled water companies rely on predatory sales tactics, and a big win for California sea otters. Now our top story, President Donald Trump declared Thursday he would impose stiff tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum. The New York Times reports Trump was making good on a key campaign promise, which rattled the stock markets as the prospect of a global trade fight appeared imminent. The Times reports that Trump said he would formally sign the trade measures next week and promise it would be in effect for a long period of time. The action, which came against the wishes of Trump's pro-trade advisors, would impose tariffs of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum, effectively placing a tax on every foreign shipment of those metals into the United States. The American Civil Liberties Union pushing back against what it claims is increasingly heavy-handed actions by ICE agents in Utah and across the country. We get more from Eric Galatis.
The group filed suit this week against ICE and the U.S. Marshals Service in response to what it refers to as SWAT-style tactics deployed on a Utah family living in Heber City last April. Starling Marshall, co-counsel in the suit, says no one in the home, which included four small children, was ever accused of doing anything illegal.
This is excessive force. They used assault weapons. They burst into the door when the family kept asking, you know, do you have a warrant to come into our home? Do you have a warrant for someone here? They said, oh, we don't need one. And when the family continued to ask, they said, you've been watching too much Univision.
According to testimony by family members, during the first of two incidents, agents forced the children to wait outside without shoes and coats in cold weather. The next night, at least 10 federal agents dressed in military-style gear entered after breaking through the door with a battering ram. Marshall says agents told the family they were looking for the grandfather suspected of illegal reentry. Utah's U.S. Marshals offices said they could not comment on pending litigation. ICE did not respond to a request for comment.
Advocates say while it's brave for the family to come forward, they fear there are more unreported cases of excessive force. And sales are skyrocketing for the bottled water industry, but what are companies actually selling to customers? Eric Galatis clues us in on a new Food and Water Watch report called Take Back the Tap, which looks at the booming business of bottled water, which surpassed soda in sales in 2016.
The group finds nearly 64% of bottled water comes from municipal taps and that it costs almost 2,000 times as much as tap water and four times as much as gasoline. Patty Lavera with Food and Water Watch says bottled water companies target demographics through advertising, especially immigrant communities.
It is much more the norm in other countries where you have to go buy bottled water because the safety systems aren't there for tap water. That's not the case in most American cities. That's pretty predatory to convince people they need to keep spending their hard-earned money to do that and undermining people's confidence in tap water.
Bottled water companies say their water actually is safer. The report also found about 70% of bottles aren't recycled and that 4 billion pounds of plastic were used to produce bottles in 2016. That's enough to fill the Empire State Building 1.3 times.
The report says even though most tap water systems are safe, the country's water infrastructure is in need of maintenance, especially in places like Flint, Michigan, and federal funding is the best avenue for that. Environmental advocates say a plan to allow oil drilling in New Hampshire's coastal waters is a threat to both the environment and the state's economy.
On Monday, there's a public hearing in Concord on the Trump administration's proposal to open most of the U.S. coastline to oil and gas drilling. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke describes the plan as part of a new path for energy dominance in America. But Catherine Corkery with New Hampshire Sierra Club calls it a danger to a critical state resource. Message she intends to deliver at the hearing.
New Hampshire does not support drilling off of our coast in the Gulf of Maine or in any of the areas that have been permanently protected.
President Donald Trump has said the current ban on coastal drilling deprives the nation of thousands of jobs and billions of dollars in wealth. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management accepts public comments on that proposal through March the 9th. And finally, Suzanne Potter tells us about a big win for southern sea otters as a federal judge on the Ninth Circuit in Pasadena ruled Thursday that the feds do not have to reinstate a failed policy of no-otter zones that had been put in place to protect commercial fishing interests.
Steve Schimmick with the Otter Project says when 140 otters were moved starting in 1987, all but 11 died, swam back north, or disappeared out to sea.
In retrospect, the idea of putting lines across the water and saying that a marine mammal should not cross that line just kind of doesn't make sense. So it was destined to fail from the beginning, and it failed.
Environmental groups had to sue to get the feds to stop relocating the otters and then sided with the feds in the latest lawsuit to protect the sea mammals. Schimmick estimates about a dozen fishing crews each make $500,000 a year selling sea urchins to sushi chefs in Japan. He thinks it'll be 50 to 100 years before the otters eat so many urchins as to make that fishery unprofitable.
Sea otters are considered threatened under the Endangered Species Act. Have a great weekend. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.